134 Girls presents The Posh Prelude.
Hello, good evening. I'm Chris Sharp and welcome to The Posh Prelude. Tonight I'm going to be looking ahead to our game at Preston North End tomorrow evening, Tuesday the 17th. I'll be taking a look at The Posh, taking a look at Preston North End, the referee, and then be finishing up with a prediction. So The Posh, 4 wins in 4. Fantastic last 4 games for United. And the question mark I think most people will be having is, will the winning side be changed? Arguably, it should remain as it is. However, I have got one slight concern, and that's with Jack Payne. Now, given the nature of tomorrow night's game, which is in all probability going to be a rather feisty affair, would you swap him out and give him some protection, given that he's on 9 yellows, and if he gets one more, then he's going to be missing for 2 games with a suspension? I might be tempted to do just that and bring in David Norris. His experience and guile would certainly not be amiss tomorrow evening, and that could be one swap that that I would consider. But hey, I'm not the manager. I haven't just won 4 games on the bounce, so what do I know? So yeah, the back four look particularly solid, which is going to be tested well and truly tomorrow night. I'll keep them the same, and obviously our forwards are now clicking and scoring goals. They all need to go with the same 11, I believe. It will be the second game that Maddison misses out as part of his suspension. So he won't feature, and he won't feature on Saturday either. Listening to Robbo's interview with Radio Cambridge, it was very refreshing to hear a couple of things. Firstly, that he instilled within the players a belief to play not just for the 90 minutes, but well into the stoppage time as well. So I think the quote he gave was, you play for 96, 97, 98 minutes, however long it is, you see it out and you maintain your performance levels throughout, which is, you know, music to my ears. And obviously with his military background, you wouldn't expect anything less. The other thing that I would say is that it's imperative that our current starting 11 keep delivering, because we've got a number of good players who are sat on the bench or waiting in the wings who aren't even featuring on match days who want to take your place. So obviously if you can't deliver the performance on the night or the day, then you're not going to hang on to your starting berth. So with that degree of competition, that can only be a good thing. And obviously he's created the perfect balance between performance and competition for places. So all players need to be maintaining their standards or face the consequences. It is a massive game. Preston North End are unbeaten in 8 games, winning 7 of those 8. So it is vitally important for them to get something out of the game, if not win it. However, I do believe that Posh have the capability to spring a bit of a surprise upon them, certainly given our new defensive robustness and our ability to defend from the front, pressing high up the field. We should have the confidence, given our last 4 games, to go into this without fear and to maintain our attacking ethos. It is going to be an ugly game, I would imagine. It's going to be robust, solid, and a bit of a battle. And it is at this point that I will quote Steve Bleasdale that when it's a battle, well, you know the rest. Preston North End, what can you say about Preston? They were dubbed once as the providers of no entertainment, and given by their performance at London Road back in December, you can understand how they got that nickname. They seem to take a kind of pride in winning ugly, which obviously some people will say it's all about the result that matters and how you win doesn't really count for much. But personally, I prefer to see a bit more entertainment in my football. So Preston, they're going to be big, they're going to be physical, well organised, and it will be an attritional game, I would predict. They can be direct at times, but at the moment their confidence is sky high, having beaten Crewe Alexandra 5-1 at the weekend. With just the 23 shots on goal, 11 of those on target, and maintaining a 60% possession count throughout that encounter with Crewe. But obviously, we're not Crewe. Crewe are a side low on confidence. So this is where we should be sowing seeds of doubt in the minds of Preston North End, that they're not going to have a stroll in the park, that we're not just going to roll over and have our tummies tickled and give them 3 points. We are going to take it to them and make them earn for anything that they get out of the game. Players that I'll highlight for Preston, Paul Gallagher, their midfielder. He's got 12 goals this year, so that's an impressive tally from midfield. And the other guy that I'd highlight is Garner, the man of the moment, scoring just 4 goals against Crewe. He's definitely an informed striker, being on 20 for the season so far already, which is pretty impressive. And I just hope we don't see his ridiculous bird dance goal celebration on Tuesday night. The last guy I'll draw attention to is a guy we Posh fans know and love only too well, Jermaine Beckford. Lovely chap. Previously with Leeds, so he's got quite a bit of previous with us. It's fair to say that whenever he plays us, he does like to score, unfortunately. And he also does attract a fair degree of attention with some of his more robust challenges. And I'm thinking back to last December with Bozzy and Gabs both having some tasty encounters with him. But we can but hope that Gabs and Rico empty their pockets on Tuesday night so they can find a bit of space to fit Jermaine in. Preston, what's their profile like? Well, they do like to come strong at around about the 60 minute mark, and that is where they score an awful lot of goals. And they're also particularly strong in the last 10 minutes of a game, but certainly in the last 10 minutes they can be vulnerable as well, and they have conceded quite a few at that time of the game. So it's important that we keep Robbo's strategy of playing for the full 90 minutes per stoppage time to take advantage of that weakness. But we cannot afford a moment to let off against them, because they are some serious opposition. Simon Grayson, yep, we know Simon. We've played against his sides for a number of years now, with his history at Leeds, Huddersfield and Preston. So, yeah, we are going to be up for one hell of a test tomorrow night. The man in the middle, Jeff Eltringham. This will be the 7th time that he's been a referee for us. Most recently was back in August when he was the referee at Rochdale, a game that Peterborough won 1-0. Happy days. And prior to that, the other game that I'll pluck out would be back in February 2011 when he was a referee against Sheffield Wednesday when we won 5-3. There isn't a great deal to say about Jeff Eltringham, which is the way I like referees, it has to be said. Nice and quiet, low profile, suits me every time. So let's hope we have more of the same tomorrow night. My prediction for tomorrow night, well, I think it, as I've mentioned earlier, it is going to be a hard old game, very attritional, very physical encounter. But I think that Posh have the strength of character now to spring a surprise upon them. I don't think Preston will be anticipating us with the strength to defend the way that we have done over the last 4 games, so that will bring a surprise to them, and certainly we're not going to be another Crewe for them. So I can see us sneaking it 1-0. I will go for Posh, and I hope I'm proved right. And for those people that are travelling up tomorrow to Deepdale on a Tuesday night, I salute you. Fair play to you. It's a long way to go for a game of football, but do keep up those levels of support. It's absolutely vital, and if you can, bring back points. So until the Posh postscript, which I'll get out on Wednesday, that's all for me this evening. Thanks for listening, and keep it Posh.
134% the Posh Prelude.
This does not sound exciting.
That's okay. Well, then you get it if we hold it in the middle. Right, go again then. 1, 2, 3.
134 goals presents the Posh Prelude.
My foot, Dad.
Sorry.